Today, we'd like to study the title of a burden against Babylon in Isaiah chapter 13, verses 1 to 22. To online words people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, the burden against Babylon, which Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw. What is Babylon? What is Babylon? Number two, in verse 4, the noise of a multitude in the mountains, like that of many people. A tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts musters the army for battle. What does Isaiah prophesy? What does Isaiah prophesy? Question 3. In verse 12, I will make a mortal more rare than fine gold, a man more than the golden wedge of Ophir. What does it mean? What does it mean? First of all, we want to see brief background. Isaiah prophecy during 745 to 695 before Christ. So about 700 before Christ, Isaiah delivered God's word. Book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 1, we can estimate the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. So basically, Isaiah delivered God's word to southern nation Judah, Jerusalem, the capital city of southern nation Judah. So the reign of Hezekiah, the king. Northern kingdom, called as Israel, was conquered by Assyria 722 before Christ, during Isaiah lifetime. Then Babylon conquered Judah in 586 before Christ. So after the death of Isaiah, so Judah was conquered by Babylon. Then Babylon was conquered by Persia 50 years later, which is 536 before Christ. That's a basic. So while Isaiah is prophesying the Babylon does not conquer Judah yet, so in the future. So verse 13, the burden against the Babylon. So here Babylon, ancient country of Iraq, called as Babylon. So immediate future from this Isaiah saying about 200 years later, so Babylon will be conquered by Persia. So Babylon falls. So also the second meaning, Babylon means a symbol of Antichrist followers. For example, Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. Revelation does not come yet. And on her forehead, a name was written, mystery, Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots. Harlots is a prostitute, and of the abomination of the earth. Abomination is the hated thing. The things hated by God, abomination of the earth. So all kinds of wicked or evil thing, that's a symbol of evil thing is Babylon. Also, Revelation chapter 18, verse 2 also talk about, and he cried mightily with a loud voice saying, Babylon, the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. So Babylon is a symbol of God's enemy, or a symbol of Antichrist followers. So, therefore, Babylon means, number one, is ancient country of Iraq. So already, you know, fell, ancient country of Babylon fell. The other one is Babylon, meaning far future, from this Isaiah saying, is Babylon is a symbol of Antichrist followers, or a symbol of God's enemy. Then, verse 2, lift up a banner on the high mountain, raise your voice to them. Them is number one, immediate future, them meaning Middle tribe and the Persian tribes allies, called as Middle Persian Empire. Later, the name as Persian country, Persian Empire. So then, raise your voice to Middle Persian Empire. Number two, far future, is raise your voice to large army, wave your hand, and they may enter the gates of the nobles. I, God, have commanded my sanctified ones. So God used the Middle Persian Empire as an instrument to judge Babylon. So number two, God used the larger army as the judgment, instrument of judgment against the Antichrist followers. Then I have also called my mighty ones for my anger against evil, wicked, hatred things. Those who rejoice in my exaltation, the noise of a multitude in the mountains, like that of many people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. So many nations gathered together. The Lord of hosts musters gathered the army for battle. So here is a dual prophecy. So here, dual prophecy number one, Medi Persia ally is a Persia empire. Number two, Armageddon war in the future, far future, Revelation chapter 16, verse 16. And they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. Then Revelation chapter 19, verse 19. So 7 years of tribulation will occur on the earth. So at the end of 7 years great tribulation, Jesus coming again, riding on horse to stop Armageddon war. And I saw the beasts, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against Jesus, who sat on the horse, and against his army, so Jesus' army. So we can see what, you know, does Isaiah prophecy. So number one is first for Medi Persia allies, you know, come to make a judgment against the ancient countries, Babylon. So number two is in the future, far future, Armageddon words. All Christians will be caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming in heaven before 7 years great tribulation. Then is here all, you know, non-believers, non-Christians on the earth. But God has a special plan to seal Israelites, 144,000 Israelites specially sealed from the Antichrist persecution or martyrings, like that. So that is basically talking about that. Then is verse 5, they come from a far country, from the ends of heaven, the Lord and his weapons of indignation. Old Testament indignation usually refers to great tribulation. Great tribulation, God's judgment against non-Christians or wicked, evil, antichrist and followers. To destroy the whole land will of our sorrow for the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord also refers to great tribulation, because the day of the Lord who is coming in heaven just before the great tribulation. So at the end of the great tribulation, the Lord is coming again on the earth with all sins from heaven. So that's why the day of the Lord refers to great tribulation is at hand. It will come as a destruction from the Almighty God. Therefore, all hands will be limp or crippled. Every man's heart will melt. Here, heart, you know, Bible says a lot of heart. Heart is not an organ behind the chest to pump blood, but a deep thought combined with knowing, feeling, and willing. That's called as a heart in this context, every heart, not the human organ beyond the chest to pump blood. So that is a deep thought combined with knowing, feeling, and willing. So will melt at time of great tribulation. Luke chapter 21, verse 26 and 27, also Jesus said, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud in power and great glory to bring all Christians, you know, into heaven. That's called as a rapture, church rapture. Church means the group of born-again Christians. Also, Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. So there is a 3.5 years between the first 3.5 years and the latter 3.5 years, abomination, desolation, indicating Antichrist himself called me as a God, worship me. You know, that's called abomination of desolation. Abomination meaning the things hated by God. Desolation meaning destroys, non-porn. Whoever reads, let him understand. Verse 21, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, that indicated the Israelite 144,000. Yeah. So no flesh would be shaved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, look here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. The false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect or born-again Christians. Then verse 8, behold, or look, the day of the Lord comes, the great tribulation comes, cruel, with both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he will destroy its sinners from it, for the stars of heaven and their constellations. So there is a cosmic cataclysm. In Book of Revelation, it indicates that kind of sealed judgment, trumpet judgment, vile judgments that show up. Will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not cause its light to shine. I will punish the world because of its evil, and the wicked for their iniquity or their sins. I will halt, I will stop the arrogance of the proud. God hates the pride or arrogance, and will lay lower the haughtiness of the terrible. So God hates the haughtiness or pride or arrogance. I will make a mortal. Verse 12, you know, what does it mean? I will make a mortal man more rare than fine gold, which meaning man is rare or scarcer. So a man more than the golden wedge offer. So a man more rare than the golden wedge offer. So offer southwestern coast of Arabia. That is a golden wedge offer. So because in great tribulation, the half of world population will be destroyed. So one fourth in the fourth seal judgment through pale horse will be destroyed. Then left over three fourths, over one third of the sixth trumpet judgment will be destroyed. So the world population only less than half, 50%, will remain. That's why the man rare than fine gold or the golden wedge over offers. Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. So I looked and behold a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him, and power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beast of the earth. So a fourth of the earth's population will be killed. Then Revelation chapter 9, verse 18. Later, by these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed. Now the leftover world population, a third of world population was killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. Therefore, so half world population remained. That you are rarer than fine gold, or rarer than the golden wedge offered. Therefore, I will shake the heaven. In the sixth seal judgment, Revelation chapter 6, verse 13, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. So shaken, the earth is shaken. Also, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26, whose voice then shook the earth, and but now he had a promise saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven too. Now, and the earth will move out of her place. Here, her place right now, a polar axis shifted at present 23.4 degrees tilt over the earth. That is 23.4 degree tilt. That is a move out. So more, you know, shaking, maybe more slope degrees. In the wrath of the Lord of hosts and in the days of his fierce anger, it shall be as the hunted gozel or wild sheep, and as a sheep that no man takes up, every man will turn to his own people, and everyone will flee to his own land. Everyone who is found will be thrust through, such as by spear, and everyone who is captured will fall by the sword. Their children also will be dashed to pieces before their eyes. That's miserable. Their houses will be plundered or stolen, their wives ravished or raped. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them. Medes, tribe over Persia. So Medes, Persia, against them, Babylonians. So Medes, Persia will conquer the Babylonians. Who will not regard silver? They don't care silver. As for gold, they will not delight it. So they don't care silver, gold, but they conquered the Babylon. And their bows will dash the young man to pieces, and they will have no pity, no compassion on the fruit of the womb. That is babies. The fruit of the womb means babies. Their eye will not spare children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldeans. Chaldeans are Babylonians. Pride so overthrew, then will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. So number one is dual prophecy. Babylon conquered by Mede Persia 200 years later. Number two, at present ancient Babylon is built and inhabited in today named Iraq. But in Great Tribulation, verse 20, it will never be inhabited. It will never be inhabited. Nobody will live in today Iraq. Former name is Babylon. Nor will it be settled from generation to generation. Nor will the Arabian pitch tents there. Nor will the shepherd make their sheepfolds there. But wild beasts of the desert will lie there, and their houses will be full of owls, you know, wild birds. Ostrich will dwell there, and wild goats will cave there. So all wild animals live there. The hyenas will hole in their citadels, in their fortresses too. And jackals or wild dogs in their pleasant palaces. Her time is near to come, and her days will not be prolonged. Number one, Babylon will be completely destroyed. Number one, ancient Babylon. Number two, Antichrist followers will be destroyed, will not be prolonged. So let's see each question answer. Question one in verse one, the burden against Babylon, which Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw. What is Babylon? Number one, ancient country over today Iraq. Number two, a symbol of Antichrist followers or God's enemy. Question two, in verse four, the noise of a multitude in the mountains like that of many people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdom of nations gathered together, the Lord of hosts musters the army for battle. What does Isaiah prophesy? Number one is Mede tribe and Persian tribes, allies called the Mede Persian Empire, make a judgment against the Babylon, ancient country. Number two, far future, God's army against all Antichrist's armies. That's called Armageddon war. Last question three, in verse 12, I will make a mortal more rare than fine gold, a man more than the golden wedge of Ophir. What does it mean? That meaning the surviving man are very pure or scarce. That is in far future is on the earth. So first, 1/4 of world population are killed, then left over world population, one-third are killed. So half of world population will be alive. So rare people, so the rare than fine gold or rare than golden wedge of offer. Let's sing song all together. The bulletin page.